From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business. Constantly question, test ideas, seek proof. That's the Chicago approach at chicagogsb.edu.
Who would have thought a jazz CD would cause such a ruckus? When Yoshi's, Oakland's main jazz club, put together a CD celebrating 10 years in Oakland, the jazz world erupted. There wasn't one African-American musician included on the recording. It was a particularly glaring omission in a musical form created by African-Americans. After several rounds of emails and some bad publicity, Yoshi's withdrew the CD and apologized. The producer said the project was done hastily, using recordings that were easily available. It was an unfortunate oversight, he said. Still, the incident has started what some jazz lovers say is an overdue conversation about race and jazz. First, in the case of the Yoshi's CD, I think some of the hurt feelings were due to the fact that Yoshi's presents so many African-American musicians. That's where the jazz masters, a good deal of them black, play in the Bay Area. If any club is aware of the central role played by black jazz musicians, it's Yoshi's. Think A2 Brutus. As the CD was being discussed, a larger issue emerged. Some African-American musicians said they are often excluded from jazz festivals. David Murray, a world-renowned saxophone player originally from Berkeley, said he's frequently the only African-American at European jazz festivals that include scores of musicians. Some suggested white musicians are more commercially appealing to audiences that are often predominantly white. Based on what I've seen as a longtime jazz lover, I'm not sure about the last point. People who love jazz love the music. There's no question it comes from the black experience, and the innovators were black. Today, the leading musicians are predominantly African-American. Jazz's worldwide appeal speaks to its power as an art form. No one who loves the music would want to restrict who can play it. Yet given our country's lack of historical perspective, it's understandable some African-American jazz musicians might worry the history and nature of their music could be whitewashed. At least the flap over the Yoshi CD has focused attention on the origins and power of jazz. And that's a good thing. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.